Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. I feel like there are so many weddings right now, and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained. And very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones, like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery, and I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things.
Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with 4 things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to 4 things. Amy here. And my guest today is Samantha Skelly, and she is a breath work expert. And you might be asking yourself, what is breath work? Well, Samantha says that it's going to be bigger than meditation and yoga. And I know that there was a time in my life where I was asking, what is yoga and what in the world is meditation? But those two things are definitely more mainstream now. And apparently that's where breath work is headed. And I'm thankful that Samantha is our guest today, because I think we need to be doing a little extra breathing this week. We need any extra tools we can have to help with stress and anxiety and keeping our mind, body, spirit connection healthy, because it's been a heavy week. I feel it particularly as a Texan, but I think no matter where you live, you're affected when a shooting like this happens. It is absolutely tragic. And I just know I have a lot of listeners from Texas. I have a lot of listeners that are in Austin. I saw an article specifically calling Austinites to donate blood if you can. I'm sure other cities in Texas are doing the same thing. I know if you just go to weareblood.org, you can find more info, but that's a way you can help out. And it doesn't cost you anything but your time and your blood. Again, weareblood.org. And there's other organizations I know you can donate directly to if that's what you would like to do. But I also just want to quickly mention the Texas Forever Fund through the Shop Forward and Can't See Apparel, with 100% of the proceeds from each Texas Forever item going to support the victims, families, and survivors. And I can speak to the items, saying that they are really well made and they're items that you're going to have forever. If Texas means something to you, then this could be a special item that you can have for a long time. And whenever you wear it, you can say a prayer. It's a reminder of these families and all the loved ones that were impacted by the shooting there this week, just as a way to remember them. And it can be a special gift, and it's where you're shopping with a purpose. And then there's a way to even donate at the end as well. Like if you're checking out, you can add an additional donation. So 100% of the proceeds and then 100% of that donation will go to these victims, families, and the survivors. So theshopforward.com/Texas is where you can see the items. But again, that's just one of many ways that you can try to help out. Now, I am sitting across from Samantha Skelly, at least on Zoom, that is. Samantha's coming to us from San Diego, and she's a self-made entrepreneur, and she has an entire wellness company based on breathwork. It's called Pause, and I'm just so excited to have you on, Samantha, because I breathe here and there, and I know that it's important. But I actually am very curious as to how you even got into breath work and what is that? And I know you're even going to guide us through some breath work during this episode. So how did you get into it and why is it important?
Yeah, I grew up as a dancer and a child actress. So my whole life was either on camera or on the stage or, you know, practicing in the studio with all the mirrors. And so I had a lot of body image issues my whole life. Like I can remember being like young, like 8 years old and being in the bathtub and just being like, I hate my body. Like it just, it did like all of that kind of stuff came up. And so I really struggled with how do I get out of this? And I did all the things that I was, you know, supposed to do, all of the mindset things. And, you know, I tried meditating. I couldn't meditate because I didn't want to be in my body and my mind was going all over the place. I tried journaling, all of these things. And this one year I was reading Elizabeth Gilbert's Eat, Pray, Love. And she talked about how she went to Bali, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. And maybe I can help my eating disorder or my body image issues through going to Bali and like seeing what's over there. Because nothing in Canada is working. I was living in Canada at the time. I'm Canadian. And so I was at this meditation studio, and one of the classes on the board was breath work. And I kind of read that. I'm like, breath work? Like, isn't that just breathing? Like, I'm so confused what that is. But it was the only class that was available at the time I was there. So anyway, I walk up into this room and I open the door, and everyone's lying down with pillows and blankets. And there's this guy who kind of looks like Jesus dressed in all white. And I'm like, what is about to happen? Like, it was just like the weirdest scene. I'm like, what did I just walk into? And he came up to me, this Jesus looking dude. And he was like, are you ready to go on the ride of your life? That's what he said. And I thought to myself, that's an odd thing to say. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, you are going to feel the whole spectrum of human emotion. And this was at a time in my life where I really toggled between numbness and anxiety. Like those were like my two resting positions. I would feel numb, so I would overexercise and overeat. And then I would feel like super anxious. And I never felt my intuition. I never felt this place of a clear mind and an open heart that many people talk about. So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And he was teaching us this breath technique. And within 3 minutes of breathing continuously in this way, I felt for the first time in my whole life, my heart like really, truly open. I felt comfortable in my body for the first time in forever. My mind was super clear. Like having disordered eating, it's like your brain is streaming thoughts constantly. And so I felt for a moment, I'm like, gosh, my mind is clear. Like I'm so present to what is around me at the moment. Like this is absolutely amazing. And so it was a 3-hour breathwork class. Like we were breathing for 3 hours. It really felt like 15 minutes. Like time just flew by. And I really did feel the entire spectrum of emotionality. I felt the most joyous and just loving that I had ever felt. And then I remember myself just like crying and shedding and releasing all of this like trauma or this like this stagnation in my body. And I didn't really know what I was crying about, but my body was just releasing all of this emotion that had been trapped in there for so long. And I woke up from that experience and I was like, this is wild. Like if every human in the world knew that we were this powerful and that we are our own drug and we can bring ourselves to these states of liberation and freedom using just our breath, like why is no one talking about that, right? So that happened 13 years ago. So I found that when I was 20 and I healed myself through my eating disorder because I knew how to connect back into my body. And when I was back in my body, I can discern the difference between what is an emotional hunger cue, what is a physical hunger cue. And I could honor my body in a way that I had never done before. You know, like my body was like this punching bag for so long. And so as the years went on, I came back to my breath like every day in every way to help heal my anxiety, help heal stress, get out of like the monkey mind and back into truth. And, you know, even today as an entrepreneur, as you know, there's like many things that go wrong all the time. And so coming back to my breath to be like, nothing's actually wrong. It's all good. And using my breath to really feel into my intuition has been such an incredible gift. And so I started Pause Breathwork about 4 years ago now. And it's just been, it's been a true gift bringing people back into their body through breath.
So Samantha, I'm big on the 4-7-8 method where you breathe in for 4, hold for 7, out for 8. And I just kind of do that 5 times and, you know, and then I move on. So what can we do to introduce breath work into our daily lives?
So there's 2 types of breath work. There's breath work for relaxation, which is very much of what you talked about, like in for 4, hold, whatever it is, where we're still in our conscious mind. So we call that integrative breathwork. This is the type of breathwork that you can do while you're washing the dishes, while you're vacuuming, while you're folding laundry. It's the type of breathwork that keeps you in the conscious mind. Now, there is also called breathwork for transformation. So this is where we are breathing. And what's happening is we're releasing the cognitive mind and we're dropping deeper into our body. We're changing the pH levels in our blood so that we're looking at life through a new lens. We're not as identified with our survival strategy, right? Because if we're not connected to our body, the view that we have of the world is through our survival strategies, right? Through the lens of what's going to kill me, that feeling of like always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so because of that, we're chronically driving our sympathetic nervous system, which is our fight and flight. We're not going to get eaten by a tiger, but we fear life in that way, right? And it can, for some people, it's really intense anxiety. For other people, it's low grade anxiety. But what the breath helps us do as it helps us release that survival strategy, drop deeper into our heart to create more coherence between the energy of our heart and the energy of our brain. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there's 2 types. So for people, the session that I did in Bali was breathwork for transformation. So again, it was 3 hours. I thought it was 15 minutes. Like my brain was not on. I was so in my body. And because I was so in my body, I wasn't caught up in my survival strategies, which allowed me to be present, which allowed me to open my heart. Like if we are in our survival strategies, it feels so dangerous to open our heart. But when we open our heart, that's when we get to see life in a new way. That's when we get to really acknowledge that we are actually safe. We everything is going to be okay. We're good. And so when we breathe in this way and we get into the body, it really helps us create that coherence between the heart and the brain. So if you've never heard of breathwork before and you're like, I want to just experience what Sam's talking about, the best way to do it is in the morning. And honestly, just start with 3 minutes. If you wake up in the morning and sit in your chair or even do this in bed, whatever feels better to you, and just do it for 3 minutes, what you're going to do is you're going to begin to open up your window of tolerance for how much you can feel. So for most people, they're very disconnected from their body. They don't really want to feel much, right? And so when we don't allow ourselves to feel the pain of the human experience, we also cut off our ability to experience joy. And so what the breath helps us do is just really get used to feeling deeper into our body. And so the breathwork pattern is called the tri-active breath. And so when you wake up in the morning, come into like a comfortable position, and we want to do a 3-part breath. So it's 2 breaths in through the mouth and 1 breath out. So we're breathing the energy into the belly first, up into the chest, and out through the mouth. So the pacing is a little bit like this. Then what we want to do after 3 minutes, take a deep breath in through the nose. Hold at the top for as long as you can and release the breath. And what that's going to do is it's going to clear out a lot of the energy that you've kicked up in your body from dreaming. Because when we're dreaming, we're thinking about all of these different things. That's why sometimes you can wake up and already feel anxious because your brain and your mind was in so many other realities and things that aren't real. And so coming back to the breath in the morning reminds the system, like, we are safe. We are here. We are grounded. It's a new day, and let's start off on this energy rather than bringing forth energy from our dreams. So for someone who is brand new and you don't know where to start, start with that.
All right. It can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach, floral printed leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset, Chalet Dutch Oven. And so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. A friend was over for dinner the other day and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response without missing a beat was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The only time you don't want to do it is when you're driving. So don't do that when you're driving. Oh. For those of you, yeah.
Okay.
Just because it can create a little bit of dizziness in the system. So if you're listening to the show, just don't do it while you're driving. But any other time, perfect. When you're washing the dishes, when you're going for a walk, whatever it is, yeah, it really doesn't matter. And then the more that you get used to that energy being in your body, then you can do 5 minutes. And then eventually lying down and doing it for like 10, 15 minutes. I mean, the first one doing it for 3 hours, that was so crazy. Like, I definitely don't recommend doing that. But a 20-minute continual connected breathwork session, you are going to feel really amazing.
So for some people, they're probably already wondering, how in the world am I going to, I can barely find the time to do all this other stuff that I'm trying to do in a day and fit in, whether I'm doing yoga or my workout or going on a walk. Or I feel like oftentimes we prioritize, and you coming from, you know, a body image, eating disorder, disordered past, right? Like, you can understand my thinking of, for me, it was like, if I don't get to the gym and I don't do this specific workout for this long, then like I haven't done my workout for the day. And I'm just using that as an example. For someone else listening, it might be something else that is their priority. But what I love about being in recovery is I learned that taking care of myself can look a lot of different ways. It doesn't mean an hour-long gym session or an hour and a half long yoga class. Mm-hmm. It means just making space for whatever I need that day. And so I would say that if what you need for the day is 30 minutes of breathing once you got to that point, then that could be what you did to try to take care of yourself that day. But I could just see where it's like daunting for people to try to add breath work to their schedule.
For sure. Yeah. And this is where the integrative breathwork is really powerful, because we can do two things at once. Like, what are you doing anyways that you can bring breath to make the moment more beautiful?
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
And you know, I think this is a really, really good point. It's like, sometimes I think personal development can turn into this like never ending checklist that we like have to do all the things. And if we don't do all the things, then we like feel bad for ourselves. And to your point, like, self-care can look like staring at the wall for 5 minutes, just because that's what feels good in that moment. Like, it doesn't have to look like anything, as long as how we're feeling when we're doing it feels like liberation and feels like we're taking a pause, right? And so the structure around how it needs to look needs to go out the window and just come to each present moment and really asking ourselves, what do I need right now? Maybe it's 3 breaths and then it's carrying on with your day. Maybe it's breathing as you're unpacking the groceries, or you're changing a diaper, or you're doing whatever. As long as we're bringing presence to what we're doing, that's not actually creating any extra time, but it's impacting the moment and our nervous system in such a beautiful way. Because when we bring presence and we get into our heart, it just kind of all relaxes. And this is how we can bring mindfulness into everything that we're doing without creating extra time. Because that can feel really daunting, especially for busy moms with lots of jobs and all that kind of stuff.
And I saw in your Instagram stories, I was scrolling through your Instagram today, and you had posted, sometimes a deep breath and a loud scream is the perfect remedy.
Sometimes that's it. You know, like, we don't have to overcomplicate these things. You know, if we can really look at children and how fluid they are with their emotionality, you know, 1 minute they're screaming, the next minute they're so joyful. It's they're responding to what the body needs in that moment. And sometimes I'm like, dang, I just need to scream my head off. And so I'll jump in my car and I'll just go down the 101 highway and I'll just put on a loud song and just scream my head off, because I just need to release the energy that's in my system. I come back and I'm like, I'm feeling great now. You know, it's like, it's just like being more almost like primal about how we self-care is so much more important than doing it right or having like the long list of things. And yeah, sometimes screen breathing is a good thing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I have done my fair share of screaming for sure, but in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. And I've even given that permission to my kids at times too. I'm like, hey, do we need to go in the backyard and like, you know, throw some ice cubes at the concrete? Or we have those like Arg balls. They're on Amazon, but they're really squishy and you can just slam them on the ground. And just that act of like something about the sensation and sensory and helping reset everything. Because I think if you're a parent, when you're raising any type of child, that's when, you know, something like fight, flight, freeze, if you're paying attention, you'll notice your children doing it. You may not know, you'll notice it in kids before you notice it in yourself. Mm-hmm. And if I'm in fight, flight, freeze, or I'm not in my rational brain, but yet I'm the one that's supposed to be making the rational, smart decisions, you know? And so I think it's this certain level of accountability to make sure what are the tools that you have in your toolbox, or what are you keeping in your back pocket for those days that you are dysregulated.
Totally.
So that way you can like bust out a breathing exercise and then help regulate yourself maybe before you have to go into a meeting, or before you have to make some big decision, or before you have to have a tough conversation. All this to say, like, I think it's just pretty fascinating that, you know, we can breathe ourselves through certain things. Now, to an extent, I'm not saying this is a cure-all for everything, but it is a tool.
Absolutely. And I think any amount of time that we steal our awareness back from the like attention economy where everyone is trying to steal our attention all the time, like even 1 minute of, okay, I'm going to pause, I'm going to come back to me, like the ripple effect of that is extraordinary. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, we were created with this incredible tool, the breath, to regulate our nervous system, to take us from that sympathetic to the parasympathetic. And somewhere along the line of development, we've just forgotten how powerful we are. Like, we have the ability to feel exactly how we desire to feel, fulfilled, connected, loved through our breath. And we're living in a world now where we're searching for that in places that are empty and places that are not giving us the return on investment, if you will. And so it's just so beautiful to bring people back into the breath to realize that you are your own drug, and we can rest. We can allow fulfillment and happiness to be our resting position rather than anxiety and stress. But again, we live in a world where we are so easily put into that position. We feel like we're falling behind or the world's crumbling or things are moving too fast, and they are. And so it's up to us to have the self-awareness to go, okay, I'm going to disconnect from the matrix. I'm going to come back into my heart. I'm going to allow myself to feel as good as possible right now, because that's the gift that I give to the world. You know, I tell my clients all the time, your vibration is your contribution. For people who are like, what's my purpose? What do I do? It's like you feeling the best you possibly can. That's your contribution to the world. When you can show up as your best self, when you can show up with a clear mind and open heart, feeling so connected and present, that's the greatest gift you can possibly give to the world.
Well, I was thankful a minute ago when you kind of took us through what it sounds like. And I want you to do it one more time so people don't have to rewind. Like, we can hear it now, and then people, the rest of this episode, they can maybe breathe while they're listening, as long as they're not driving. But I want you to lead us through the proper way again.
Okay, let's do it. All right, everyone, closing your eyes, dropping your shoulders, and just taking a moment and scanning your body from head to toe. And just noticing what feels tight and what feels open. Just observing the body. That's it. And just allowing yourself to choose to claim what you desire to feel. Maybe it's more love, maybe it's more connection. And now, when you're ready, let's start the breath together. Keeping that breath moving in and out of the body, into the belly, up into the chest, out through the mouth. Letting the breath do the work. You're safe to feel. You're safe to release. Focusing on breathing in what you desire to feel and exhaling what no longer serves. That's it. And now when you're ready, taking a deep breath in through the nose, holding at the top. And as you're holding your breath, just feeling the energy reorganize. Noticing the clarity in your mind, the openness in your heart. Dropping down, releasing that breath when you're ready. Now taking a moment and just scanning the body, noticing the lightness you feel, the clarity in the mind. And now when you're ready, opening up your eyes, coming back into the space. There we go.
So obviously if we're doing other things, we can still do that breathing, but with our eyes open.
Totally. And there's other breathwork patterns that we have as well. That's just one of them. That one is more of an energizing one.
Okay.
It's more activating. And then there's ones that are more grounding. So for instance, just literally in through the nose, out through the mouth, letting that exhale be longer than the inhale. Something as simple as that is beautiful. If you're walking, doing like the bliss breath, which is just in and out through the mouth, snapping the belly in. So depending on what you desire to feel, whether it's more of a grounding, if you have a lot of anxiety, like bringing yourself back into the body, or if you want to feel more alive and more energized, doing one of the energizing ones, there's 5 different breath patterns that we use.
Okay, so that would be on the Pause app where people could find.
That's right, yeah.
The 5 different ones. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, depending on what you're doing, might depend on which exercise you choose to do. And then what about music? Like, is it okay to listen to things while you're breathing, or is it better to just try to be in silence?
I love music, and music when we're in that really open place really has an impact on our energy. Yeah, when our energy field's open and there's like beautiful music playing, the music actually has an impact on the energy that we feel. That's why sound healing is really popular and beautiful. And so the music that we choose on the app goes with the outcome that people want. So you can pick what you desire to do on the app versus like in time. So whether you have 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 25 minutes, or 45 minutes. And then you can also pick whether you want grounding or energizing and choose from like hundreds of different tracks depending on what you desire to feel. But yeah, music is such an important piece of it for sure.
So I watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and it's I don't even have to make this excuse because you don't need an excuse. My friend Lisa like walked through this whole thing on Instagram, and we later talked about it on the podcast about how she gets so irritated by the word guilty pleasure. Cause like, why should we feel guilty for doing
exactly? If it feels good, let's go.
Right. And so, but I mean, I always, for some reason, have to justify it. I love me some Real Housewives. My therapist has even like prescribed it to me as like part of my unwind, don't think about anything and watch it. And they went to a sound bath and Kathy Hilton just straight up fell asleep. And it looked blissful. Like I was actually very jealous of her, the way she was just able to just right there in the middle of everything, drift off to sleep. You mentioned sound bath. Is that what you mean? What they like?
Definitely. Okay. Yeah. Sound healing is really powerful. Like, you know, those big crystal bowls, I've got one down there, but it's just like when you're in that deep meditative space and then you incorporate sound, the sound waves actually have an impact on our energy field, right? Because everything's energy, sound energy and body energy. And so the music that we use when we breathe or we meditate, it's really, really impactful.
Yeah, I just think of how we're constantly evolving. And I think of me, gosh, maybe 10 years ago, I just wouldn't have been open to this. And I know it because I went to a yoga class once that had sounds happening. And I remember thinking it was so bizarre. And then there was like a gong. And then afterwards they served this drink. And I was like, I'm not drinking that. I don't know what's in it. But to me, it felt like just so bizarre.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, oh, I'd give anything to go to that class. Like, wait, I see your, well, I don't know. You don't have to share this, but you just, something's on your screensaver. So I got to know, what's that say?
It says, I am creating reality with my energy in this very moment.
That's when you look at your phone, that's what you see. So yeah, that's your current phone mantra.
Totally. Yeah. Just reminding me of like, my energy is constantly creating my whole world, you know? So if I can take those 3 minutes and I can come back to my breath and I can shift my energy, it changes my world. Like, it's that impactful. Nothing that I do is going to change my world, but when I am in the beingness, that's everything. Because we're sending out an energetic blueprint to reality, and we're creating our reality with our energy. We are that powerful. And so it's a reminder of that every single day.
Well, I have loved sitting down with you, Samantha. So thank you for taking the time. And just a little heads up, Samantha's actually going to be on my Outweigh podcast, which is my podcast that's dedicated to disordered eating and body image. The tagline is, a life without disordered eating outweighs everything. So Samantha will be on in a couple of weeks sharing a little bit about her story and what recovery looked like for her. So make sure to stay tuned for that. But yeah, in the meantime, y'all can find Samantha online at Samantha Skelly on Instagram. And Samantha, thank you so much for leading us through the breath work and talking through the importance of breathing.
My pleasure.
All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.